From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a leading conservative voice complains the White House is blowing the Social Security issue. First, the lead, which is Social Security. The White House says President Bush and other top officials will begin a barnstorming trip around the country, making 60 stops in 60 days to build support for the administration's proposal to make private accounts part of the Social Security system. New opinion polls indicate there's a lot of work for Mr. Bush and his friends to do. Support for change is declining. Earlier this week, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said Congress may not vote on any changes until next year. Joining us is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the show. Let's begin with Mr. Frist, if we can. The Senate Majority Leader came out today and said, I was what, misquoted, misunderstood on my Social Security change remarks?
The Senate Majority Leader said that his original remarks about how soon the bill could get done were misstated and therefore misunderstood. He didn't really try to say he was misquoted. It was, after all, a speech on the Senate floor. The Senate Majority Leader now feels that something can be accomplished this year, assuming, of course, that some of these trends in public opinion can be reversed.
Well, I guess these trends in these polls that we see, a couple of them out this week, are reflected in maybe what members of Congress are saying after spending a week back at home, and that is that the president hasn't made the case for this yet.
Absolutely, Alex. The polling over the last 2 weeks, there have been half a dozen national polls that have shown that this idea has not caught on with the public, the idea of shifting to reliance on private accounts, even a partial privatizing of the system. The more recent the poll, the worse the news in that poll for the White House. So it was no surprise that the members of Congress who were home last week heard primarily skeptical reactions from their constituents, whom they talked to in town meetings and whom they met with personally. Most of those people had more questions than they had enthusiasm for the idea of the changes that the president was making. And the worst thing, really, from their perspective and in the polls, again, for the White House, is that the more people learned about the proposal, the less they supported it.
You know, there is no concrete proposal yet. There's no piece of legislation that lays all this out. The White House is hoping to get to that. What is the path that the White House hoped to follow to get to this overhaul of Social Security?
They had a three-stage plan in mind. They wanted to have the president go out and establish in the popular mind that there was serious trouble ahead for Social Security, and that he has certainly been successful in doing. Of course, no one is really arguing that there isn't a problem. The numbers are there. The Social Security system will have difficulty meeting all its obligations somewhere around the middle part of the century. So that point seems to be very firmly established in the polls. The president was also supposed to gin up enthusiasm for a largely private solution to that problem. The second phase was supposed to be that the president would open up the door to every congressional idea, and the Congress would come forward with some, Republicans, Democrats, and so on. And the third phase would be the president as grand convener, bringing everyone together to pick the best ideas and push that through Congress in expedited fashion sometime this year. The problem is that they're still struggling in phase one.
Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.